Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Tis the season for choral groups and Christmas carols, but what about rocking your face off with a heavy metal choir? That is Boston's Bang Camaro, with two guitarists, a bassist, a drummer, and anywhere between 10 and 20 lead male singers, so plenty of testosterone. The massive rock band's live shows are the stuff of legend on the Boston music scene, but Bang Camaro hasn't performed as a group in months. This weekend, they're having a reunion show of sorts. WBUR's Andrea Shea met up with Bang Camaro and reports on why the band's size has been both a blessing and a curse.
All right, Lexa, for the people that haven't been here in a while, let's Lady Lightning it.
Most of the guys in this Alston practice space haven't been here in ages. Guitarist and band co-founder Bryn Bennett says organizing a rehearsal of Bang Camaro is more an art than a science.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
This band has been a lesson in group dynamics.
On this night, eight vocalists show up. Bennett was hoping for more. For Bang Camaro to work, size is critical. There is no one lead singer. It's a hard rock chorus. And it's why Bennett formed the band with guitarist Alex Necochea in the first place.
Alex and I grew up listening to hard rock, and we never could really figure out how Def Leppard sounded like there were 100,000 people in the room. When you watch the videos, there were just three really good-looking guys. And so Alex and I, two not-so-good-looking guys, were trying to figure out, okay, how can we get that sound? So we pulled in 50 other of our not-so-good-looking friends, but they sounded really good around a microphone.
In essence, these guys achieve live what many rock bands need a studio to accomplish. Multi-tracking vocals over and over. Power vocals. And then there are power chords. This is Push Push Lady Lightning. It put Bang Camaro on the map. It's on the Guitar Hero 2 video game. When he first heard the song, Boston Phoenix web editor Carly Carioli says he was skeptical. He thought the heavy metal choir thing was a gimmick or a spoof. But Push Push, he says, blew him away.
It certainly sounded unlike anything else we'd ever heard before. And it was such an exciting idea for a band that we bestowed upon it our highest honor I think we've ever given a song right out of the box, which was MP3 the Decade.
While Bang Camaro is a legit hard rock band, Carioli says the heavy metal chorus turns one very important rock and roll convention on its head.
If you think about most heavy metal bands, there is this sort of cult of the front man, you know, everyone from Robert Plant on. And diffusing that, you know, there's not just the technical issues of how do you get all these people on stage and how do you get them all in front of a microphone, but how do you deal with that many egos?
If you tell 20 people who have rebellious attitudes to do anything, you're just going to look like a jerk.
That's co-founder Bryn Bennett again, going back to the idea that Bang Camaro rehearsals are a logistical nightmare. He says he and Alex Necochea try to keep things organized. But even the band's message board runs amok. Bennett finds himself scolding the chorus members for posting crude pictures and silly notes.
And then, like, someone will post a picture of Alex being angry, and the rest of the band calls me and Alex mom and dad. I think I'm mom.
I thought I was mom.
Okay, let's say Alex is mom.
No, Bryn's mom.
Okay.
So, is this all we're going to be?
Choir member Nate Wells showed up for this rehearsal. He's been part of the band since the beginning and says Bang Camaro distributes their egos.
Or at least that was the idea. It turns out that all it does is put 12 egos in place of one big lead singer ego. So, yeah, it's always interesting.
Touring is another challenge for Bang Camaro, since you can't fit the whole band in just one van. And while the band has had some success thanks to placement in video games, ultimately, the heavy metal choir isn't sustainable. Here's co-founder Alex Nicocea.
We're not your typical 3-, 4-, 5-piece band. We have a lot of mouths to feed.
That said, Nicocea says he and Bennett have had the time of their lives trying to keep the band afloat. And they've even resorted to flying their heavy metal army around the country for club dates.
I guess that's just part of running a large organization and trying to keep it rock and roll.
For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.